The story of the tragic sinking of the sidewheel steamer Pacific is an enduring maritime drama. More than 250 people, the famous and unknown, including families, lost their lives after the SS Pacific collided with the clipper ship Orpheus just outside the Strait of Juan de Fuca on the night of November 4, 1875. It was the worst disaster of its kind at the time. Only two survivors were rescued, one a crew member and the other a member of a Canadian Pacific Railway survey team from Ontario. At least six of his CPR colleagues were not so lucky. The discovery of the ship's remains by Rockfish, Inc. was announced last fall, and salvage work by the Northwest Shipwreck Alliance was supposed to begin this year. My interest in this tragedy was piqued when Rockfish founder Jeff Hummel was quoted in an article in the Times Colonist on January 18 saying that the vessel was carrying all the photographic plates from surveying work by the CPR before it built its cross-Canada rail line. "We will find those plates," Hummel said. It's about 148 years too late for that, because the CPR's invaluable and delicate glass negatives were recovered a couple of weeks after the sinking, according to reports in the Daily Colonist at the time. The plates were likely the work of photographer Charles George Horetsky. As far as I know, he was the only photographer employed in an official capacity by the CPR survey in BC. Three photo albums documenting Horetsky's 1875 explorations are preserved by UBC Library, the BC Archives at the Royal BC Museum and the Vancouver Public Library. In addition to these albums, Library and Archives Canada has at least 34 Horetsky negatives, out of a possible 59 negatives from his 1875 work, as part of the Topley Studio Collection. William Topley was a 19th-century photographer based in Ottawa who was noted for his portraiture. It is believed that Horetsky learned photography at Moose Factory, Ontario, when he was employed by the Hudson's Bay Company as an accountant. He was hired by the CPR in 1871 as a photographer, with a secondary role as an explorer. He did not disappoint as far as his photography went, but proved difficult to work with. He was frequently at odds with his employer and his peers. Horetsky spent 9 years with CPR survey groups, and always resented being treated as a photographer, yet at the time he was hired, he was not qualified to be either an explorer or a civil engineer. Nevertheless, he carried out his assignments with skill, thoroughness and, according to him, austerity. Horetsky was one of the first Canadian photographers working outside a studio setting who used a new photographic technology, manufactured glass negatives known as dry plates. No longer were photographers required to bring along chemicals, water and pieces of blank glass in order to create their own negatives through a cumbersome process known as the wet plate. After Horetsky's success with dry plate negatives, the Geological Survey of Canada started using the technology. When the CPR sent Horetsky to BC, he reported to Marcus Smith, a seasoned railway engineer who had been appointed Chief Engineer Sanford Fleming's deputy for the Canadian Pacific Railway Surveys, principally in BC. During the survey seasons in BC, typically in the summer months, Smith would inspect the survey parties in the field. He first visited the Hamathco River in the summer of 1872 to investigate a possible route to the Caribou Goldfields using Butte Inlet, an idea that had been promoted for a decade by Victoria entrepreneur Alfred Waddington, who thought Butte Inlet offered the fastest route. Waddington had begun building a road from Butte Inlet through the Hamathco River Valley a decade before, to connect with the Caribou District via the Chilcotin Plateau. 2 years later, his effort abruptly ended when most of his road crew were killed by Lhotshisen, Klatsasin, and several other Silhachkutin, Chilcotin, people in late April. Lhotshisen and five others were hanged in 1864 and 1865, although the federal government exonerated the six men in March 2018. Horetsky's first BC assignment, 2 years after Smith's 1872 trip, was to explore and document with photographs a potential route in the Kitimat region. Two photo albums of that work exist at UBC Library and at Queen's University. The following year, Smith ordered Horetsky to Butte Inlet, where the Hamathco River provided access through the Cascade Mountains to the central interior. Smith told Horetsky to visually document a possible route and to take photographs of the canyons and other views of general interest. Horetsky made two trips to the Hamathco in 1875. The most difficult and treacherous portion of the route was through the Great Canyon of the Hamathco River, with its sheer rock walls. In a round trip in June and July, he photographed part of Waddington's Road in the Great Canyon looking upriver. Horetsky returned to Victoria on July 23. 2 weeks later, the Colonist publicized the results of Horetsky's photographic reconnaissance of the Hamathco. Either he or Smith arranged with local photographer S.A. Spencer to produce mounted prints from the glass negatives obtained by Horetsky. These prints, along with ones possibly created in October, were sent separately to Ottawa. Their whereabouts are unknown. While in Victoria, Horetsky took at least one photograph of the city looking west over the inner harbour from the top of the Dryard Hotel. Visible under magnification is part of the Victoria Theatre Photographic Gallery on Government Street and signage for its original owner as Vaughan's Photographic Gallery. Also visible near the left edge is the old Victoria Custom House, Malahat Building, which was completed in August 1875. Almost immediately following his return to Victoria, Smith ordered Horetsky back into the field. Horetsky left Victoria on August 6 aboard the Enterprise, bound for New Westminster, and from there made his way to Soda Creek, on the Fraser River north of what is now Williams Lake. In September, Horetsky traversed the Hamathco River via the south end of Tatlayoko Lake. He documented the impact of flooding in the Great Canyon by showing that Waddington's Road had collapsed. He returned to Victoria on October 1, and the next day, the Colonist summarized his trip from Soda Creek to the head of Bute Inlet. Horetsky remained in Victoria for nearly a month, departing for San Francisco on October 30 aboard the sidewheel steamer Dakota. He reached San Francisco on November 3. On November 13, the Colonist published the first mention of Horetsky's negatives being lost aboard the SS Pacific. 2 weeks later, on November 30, the Colonist also reported the remarkable and unexpected recovery of the Horetsky negatives. After the SS Pacific sank, various indigenous communities on both sides of the water boundary between the United States and Canada searched for bodies and cargo. One of those groups, likely Macaw people from Nea Bay, found the Wells, Fargo and Company trunk with Horetsky's negatives. From the description, it seems the photographs were undamaged by their water immersion. The negatives were shipped to Joseph Boskowitz in Victoria, who presumably forwarded them on to Horetsky in Ottawa. There are several mysteries around the negatives preserved by the Library and Archives Canada. According to one expert, they are of a size never used by the Topley Studio. How the Topley Studio obtained the 1875 negatives, along with the negatives from Horetsky's earlier and later photo surveys on behalf of the CPR, is not known. Horetsky estimated in testimony to a CPR Royal Commission that he had taken about 50 negatives in 1875, perhaps more, but that some were broken in transit. Most significantly, he never mentioned the negatives being lost and later recovered following the sinking of the SS Pacific. If all the negatives survived the sinking, what happened to those that are not part of the Topley Studio fonds? Horetsky also testified twice to the CPR Royal Commission that he had deposited the photographs, he never said prints or negatives, with the Parliamentary Library. Today's Library of Parliament, however, has no record of any photographs by Horetsky. Like many others with an interest in the fate of the SS Pacific and its cargo, I am keen on learning if other glass negatives of the 1875 CPR surveys in BC are recovered from the ocean floor. David Matteson is a former archivist and librarian with the British Columbia Archives, Royal BC Museum. He has been researching and publishing about the history of photographers in BC and Western Canada for more than four decades, and his Camera Workers website is a well-regarded biographical resource. This article is a condensed version of one published in Photographic Canadiana, Volume 48, No. 4, January to March 2023.